problems. Well, he'll try, along with a bit of help from his friend Johnny Vegas. Today, for various reasons, they're off to the popular holiday camp Muttlins. And not all is as it seems. That's after this.
I'm Simon Armitage, and I've been having creative conversations in my shed.
Part of everything I do is my own journey to find out who I am.
I've been asking Olive Senior, Lucy Beaumont and Ian McKellen what inspires them.
I see very little distinction between the joy I get out of acting now and the joy I used to get when I was 12.
And what makes Julie Hesmondhalsh and Pam Ayres tick?
I was just writing what thrilled me because it made people laugh.
It's a new series of The Poet Laureate Has Gone to His Shed, starting this Sunday afternoon at 4:30 on Radio 4 and BBC Sounds.
Well, now on Radio 4, we join the comedians Phil Ellis and Johnny Vegas for Phil Ellis is Trying. This week, Phil discovers his long-lost dad might not be so long-lost after all.
Phil Ellis is Trying by Phil Ellis and Fraser Steele. Parbles Got Talent. I was walking down the street when out
the corner of my eye. Hello, Phil Ellis Associates. What's your problem? No, I'm not starting a fight. No. If you've got a problem, we can fix it. We provide 22nd century solutions to 21st century problems. Yeah, I'm not quite sure what it means either, but... So what's the problem, sir? You think your wife's having an affair? Yeah, I can investigate that, no problem. What's her name? Sandra. Sandra from the Crescent Moon, who books the tribute acts. Oh, definitely, yeah. Who with? Well, most of them. So, if you just send me a £100 payment via Bax, that would be... Hello? Cheeky bastards hung up. Do you know the attitude of some people? It's no wonder she slept with all her fake that. Even fake Howard.
Morning, Phil.
What time do you call this, Lolly?
Oh, my name's Polly. I've been working with you for a year now, Phil, and you still keep calling me Lolly.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Polly. Force of habit, I suppose. I just haven't got over my old employee's death.
She isn't dead, Phil. Stop lying to yourself. She's just got a much better job. One that paid.
No, she's dead to me. Leaving me in the lurch like that and taking the office pen with her. What's going on with the ceiling, Polly? It's dipping. Have you been feeding the rats again? Told you, they're not pets.
Anyway, speaking of people leaving you, your dad's still missing?
Yeah, of course he is. Last time I heard from him, there were 3 Bee Gees. Him disappearing is the very reason we're in this state. I'm still paying off his debts even now.
Oh, it's not that bad, Phil.
Not that bad. We've got a rota for the office chair.
Speaking of which, it's gone 10 now, Phil. You're eating into my chair time. Oh, thanks.
It's dipping again.
Anyway, Phil, can't you just get a new dad?
Get a new dad? Great idea. I'll just pop down the Battersea Dad's home, see what we've got in. Dads don't just fall out of the sky, you know.
Ow, my bloody neck!
Goodison, what are you doing in my loft?
What do you think I'm doing? I'm living in it. And it's Dad to you, Ellis.
It's Phil to you, Dad. Get off my lap.
Careful, Phil. You're not supposed to move someone after they've had a fall. He may have broken his phone screen.
I don't care. Get off me, Dad. You're creasing my legs.
Glad to. God, you've got an uncomfortable lap. That was like sitting on a bag of elbows.
How long have you been living up there?
About 3 months. It's only temporary. I'm still on the run from the police, the tax man, and Mariella Fostrup. Don't ask. I would have starved if Polly hadn't kept throwing food up for the rats.
So you've been eating all my raisins?
Yeah, they go straight through you. Just like the Wolverhampton accents. Listen, I'm here for a reason, son. I was going to surprise you.
Well, you did. You surprised the crap out of me. I'm definitely going to get a fourth day out of these pants. I mean, third, second.
Look, I know I haven't always been the father you wanted.
No, thank you.
But I was definitely the father you deserved.
What?
But that was then, and this is now. And I want us to reconnect. I'm here to make it up to you.
Make it up to him? Where were you when his wife left him? Where were you when his car was repossessed? Where were you when the barbers told him there was no need to come back and suggested he buy a hat?
The Shetland Isles.
You evaded the law in the Shetland Isles?
Yeah, I ran the frozen yoghurt franchise in Lerwick. Turns out the Shetland Isles weren't ready for frozen yoghurt. In my defence, it was initially just a yoghurt stand, but it's so cold up there, by the time I turned the sign round to open, I was essentially selling flavoured sleep.
Is that the surprise, then?
No, this is...
a Mutlin's holiday camp brochure.
Yeah. Remember all the family holidays there when you were a kid?
Yeah, I do, and you weren't at any of them.
I'm sorry, son.
You don't know humiliation and shame like I did that last holiday. You ever had to run after a frisbee you've thrown yourself? No, that's 3 hours I'm never getting back.
Which is why it's so important that we do this. Come with me. I want to make up for lost time.
Oh, do you really? Well, you can start with this.
What's in the box?
37 years worth of old teeth. Now pay up, Tooth Fairy.
You're still losing teeth, Phil?
Only in apples.
Please, son, I need you to come with me.
Wait a minute, Goodison. You're not after a donor, are you?
That's it. That's why you're back.
He's definitely been eyeing up your kidneys.
Oh, God, I feel like a meat raffle. And we're both a very rare blood type, so you had to come and find me again.
Look, it's not that. Wait a minute, though. That's good to know. You're the same blood type as me. B flat.
Yeah. If I go, mate, your only other chance of a donor is an oboe.
Look, are you coming or what? There's only so many sunsets we have time to share before one of us leaves this world.
Oh, you should go, Phil. A break would be good for you.
It's what your mother would have wanted.
Yeah, well, how would I know what she would have wanted? She left home before I was born.
Well, we can talk about that on our break. I can let you know all about her. I know I haven't told you enough about your mother or how we met.
Fine, I'll go.
Great. Get back. We're leaving in half an hour.
Oh, let's go downstairs to Johnny's memorabilia shop and see if he's got any gear we can use for the holiday.
Little Johnny? Oh, I haven't seen him for years.
Hey, Johnny.
Hiya, Phil.
Mr. Ellis, I thought you were dead.
Good. Hopefully a few other people think the same. And I told you before, Johnny, call me Goodison.
Oh, it's so good to see you.
Good to see you too. You're like the son I never had.
You've got a son, me?
Oh, look at you, eh? Got your own business.
I've got my own business.
Look at all this history. What's this?
That is the holy grail of memorabilia. All of the Fab Four signatures on one piece of paper.
Let's have a look. George, Zippy, Bungle, and Jeffrey. Wow, this is a little piece of history.
Yeah. Anyway, how can I help you guys?
We're going on holiday, so we need a few things.
While you're sorting that, I'm going to bring the hire car around the front.
Oh, what model is it?
Don't know yet, but which one do you want? I'll see you out the front in five.
What is he up to, Phil?
Oh, so you've changed your tune now he's not here.
Well, he scares me, Phil. Also, I think he just nicked the security guard outfit from the film The Bodyguard that I had there on the counter.
Yeah, that sounds about right. You'd have the skin off your rice pudding. Well, what do you want with the security guard outfit, though?
I don't know. Just be careful. My dad let me down too, you know, and I've never got over it.
Well, it's hardly the same thing, Johnny.
Oh, isn't he? He was my hero, Phil. Yeah, everyone's dad worked at the crisp factory in them days, but... Mine was head of plane. Plane, Phil. Imagine the pressure. Then they moved him to salt and vinegar. I mean, it was too much for him. Twice the workload. Salt and vinegar. He started drinking again and the crisps just made him thirstier. Well, long before he started fooling around, and stumbled through front door, reeking a pickled onion one night, Worcester sauce the next. Finally, he felt unlock and sinking for that Pamela from Skips. Since he left, I've never been able to eat prawn-flavoured treats again. Or Skip.
What are you two talking about?
Land crabs.
I thought as much. Did you know that despite being land adapted, the land crab must return to the water to release its eggs?
Yeah, of course, everyone knows that. I thought you were getting the hire car.
Just letting you know, it's out front. Get a shift on.
All right, I'll be out in a minute.
You'll be careful, Phil.
Oh, I will be, don't worry, but if I get nothing else out of this trip, at least I can learn a little more about the mother I never had the chance to meet.
Then I got dressed while she Febreze'd the swing.
God, that's how you met. I thought it was going to be a nice romantic story. It was disgusting.
Well, we had a nice time.
How come you don't have a key to start the hire car?
No cars use keys anymore. It's all done with microchips.
If they all use microchips, why are you holding a screwdriver?
Hey, look out the window, son. Isn't that Depeche Mode?
Oh, where?
Over there, crouching behind that dog bin. Right, off we go.
This is a very strange hire car, Dad. Don't they clean it out before they give it to you? Look at all the empty crisp and fag packets lying around.
Stop complaining and grow up. Actually, don't grow up. That's something I need to discuss with you. You have to pass for under 16 years old.
What?
Well, the tickets are only valid for a parents and child combo. So you'll have to pretend to be under 16. Or else we won't get in.
It's absolutely ridiculous.
Oh, stop moaning, will ya? Here, have a read of the brochure and pick out some family activities you want to take part in.
Let's have a look. Be amazed by the world's smallest magician. He does close-up magic.
Well, he'd have to, wouldn't he? What else?
Oh, it's all-inclusive, even premium brand lagers.
That's right, son. From breakfast to breakfast.
And they've got a kids' talent contest. I may enter since I'm apparently under 16 now.
Please don't. I still haven't got over the shame from the last time you entered a talent contest.
I can't believe you still haven't forgiven me for that. It was 29 years ago.
I mean, seriously, who can't do the Macarena? It was so embarrassing.
It wasn't my fault. It was the shoes that you brought for me.
There was nothing wrong with them shoes.
You can't Macarena in steel toe cap work boots.
Bono could have, if it was for Africa.
Right, well, I'm entering this talent contest and you're coming to watch. Wait a minute, I'm supposed to pass for under 16. I've got a beard.
Yeah, good point. Hold on. Right, come here.
What are you doing?
I'm gonna shave you. Oh.
Jesus, I thought you would have started with the face.
Phil? Phil?
What? Polly, what's the matter?
Oh, thank God you're still here, Phil. Don't go on holiday with your dad. I know what he's up to.
That's not Phil, Polly. That's a melted Nazi from Indiana Jones.
Oh, yeah. It's uncanny.
Look, anyway, what's the problem?
I knew Goodison was up to something, so I had a little look through one of the Mutlin's brochures he left in the office, and look at this.
Chinese fighting monks from the world-famous Welsh State Circus.
No, just below that.
The UK's biggest ever bingo cash prize. Well, so what?
Well, I think Goodison is planning to steal that prize money, disguised as a security guard, and use Phil as his alibi if he gets caught.
What makes you think that?
Well, look here, he's circled the bingo and written underneath, steal big cash prize by posing as a security guard, and use Phil as an alibi if I get caught.
Damn, that's some impressive detective work.
We have to go to Mutlin's and stop him.
I can't go anywhere near the bingo hall anymore. Doctor's orders.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Phil did mention something about your weird bingo gift.
It's not a gift, Polly. It's a curse. I can manipulate the balls with my mind. I'm still bad from the pier in Southport.
Well, we have to do something.
OK, but look, you just have to promise to keep me away from the Temple of Sin. Let's go. Look, I'll grab a few things we might need to get in.
Ah, here we are. Our luxury cosy chalet.
Cosy? I'll say it's bloody cosy. You can only breathe in. Ow!
What's up?
I just tried to turn around and I cut my arm on the Artex. Well, this is a depressing room. I've never seen a three-bunk bunk bed before. Why have we got the extra bunk?
In case I get lucky.
Oh, my God. Oh, this place is a death trap. Look at this. The fire extinguisher's painted on the wall. And it stinks in here.
Yeah, I'll give you that. Smells like a bulldog's fold. Maybe we could just go to the restaurants and get some dinner from our choice of four cuisines. Fried, boiled, roasted, or raw.
I never eat before a performance. Too much adrenaline running through my remaining unfurred veins.
I thought you were joking about that.
I never joke. Intentionally. And yes, I am taking part, Dad, and guess what? You're coming to watch.
Yeah, but I have got to go and...
You have to what?
Cheer on my boy. Actually, that might still work.
One more to go. I told you these bolt cutters from the Great Escape had come in handy.
But they tunnelled out, didn't they?
Damn, that lucky dealer's lied to me again. Well, you go through first. Hold on. Wait for the spotlight to pass. Right, go.
Oh, we're in.
Guard dogs? Why does Holiday Camp have such high security?
Oh, look, there's Phil and Goodison walking into the theatre. Oh, I wonder what's on tonight.
Let's have a look. I'll use these binoculars from the railway children. The poster outside says talent contest. Oh, no!
What is it?
Phil's going through the artist's entrance.
No. Oh, I bet he's going to try and do the Macarena. We've got to get in there. Come on.
Ah, it's good to be backstage again. The smell of the stage and the other act. Oh, I think that's the host of the show. Excuse me, are you Bobby Dazzler?
That's me. What do you think I'm wearing this Mutlins brown jacket for? They don't just give these away at the door, you know, lad. You have to earn it. I was here long before karaoke and I'll be a long time after. I've been around so long, I remember when kids with ADHD were just little bastards. What are you here for?
I'm performing tonight.
Wait a minute. You're trying to tell me you're under 16?
Yeah.
You're 6'2" and receding. Did you grow up next to a pylon?
Oh, I did as it happens. You should see the size of my dad's tomatoes.
You can leave your bag in the cleaner's storeroom and no funny business. Them urinal cakes are counted. Right, follow me.
Excuse me, Mr. Bobby Dazzler.
I know what you're going to ask, and no, I didn't know your mother. I've just a very common eye colour, mauve.
You aren't yet, or what, son?
Oh, another pushy showbiz dad, eh? Living your dreams through your little lad.
Who the hell are you?
I'm Bobby Dazzler, host of Lancashire TV's short-lived clip show, Nanas Do the Funniest Things. Why is your dad dressed as a security guard?
That's a very good question.
Because I'm in the competition. I'm doing the full Monty.
You know this competition's for kids?
Yeah, I'll leave me hat on.
I mean, your age. And that.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but the rules say 6+.
Yeah.
Doesn't say the plus can't be 60.
What are you talking about? Those trousers aren't even Velcro. Are they meant to come off?
Sheer momentum. Once these hips get swinging.
Right, I haven't got time for this. Show starts in 10 and you, shop-soiled Chippendale, come here. I'll have to tape up your nipples or we'll lose the licence. Left one. Right one. And, whoa, what's this one in the middle?
A spare. You'd be surprised how often that comes in handy.
I think I'll put you on after the free gammon dinner.
Good luck, son. I'm not on till later, so I'll be watching you storm your performance from the back of the room.
Oh, thanks, Dad. I mean, it's weird you've decided to enter the contest for no understandable reason whatsoever, but you being back there, skulking in the shadows, really does mean a lot to me. I still think you're up to something, but so far, I think I've had the best holiday ever.
Oh, I'm filling up with pride, son. And real pride, too. Not that fake pride I used to pretend to have when you brought those crap paintings home from primary school.
You said you loved my paintings.
They weren't good, son. Why do you think I've got a smaller fridge? Now you go out there and shine! Shine brighter than a slice of two-day-old ham.
I won't let you down, Dad.
Right, I'm off to my shadowy corner next to the well-oiled fire door.
Ladies and gentlemen, give us a cheer! Boys and girls, give us a cheer! Single mums, make yourself known at the end! What am I like, eh? Well, if TripAdvisor is to be believed, an outdated misogynist. Welcome to this week's Kids Talent Contest. Don't forget, if you don't enjoy the entertainment tonight, it's literally your own fault because you gave birth to them. Right. If Amazon were to deliver me an ado right this minute, I'd say, no thank you, Amazon, because we've enough ados and we don't need any further ados, because without further ado, here's your first act, 7-year-old Daisy from Hebden Bridge, hoping to make her 2 mums proud.
Yes, I know, come
out. Oi, Goodison!
What the hell are you pair doing here?
We're here to put a stop to your plan, that's what.
Plan? What plan?
You know what plan. Why else are you lurking around back here?
Well, I wasn't as lucky as you two. My view isn't restricted.
You're trying to get out that fire door.
Wouldn't you? No wonder Annie up there is an orphan.
But Dad!
Stay exactly where you are. I know you're after that bingo money.
Oh, my God, look behind you. Is that Banana Rama?
What?
Oh, I loved Robert De Niro's waiting. Damn, every time.
Oh, no.
What's the matter? Why are you sniffing?
I can smell bingo.
Johnny, be strong.
What's your top? I can't resist the lure of the balls.
Johnny, come back.
Eyes down, ladies and gentlemen, for the first game this evening. Tonight, we have the honor of giving away the largest cash prize that European bingo has ever seen. I'm Derek Laveau. I'm your caller for this evening. You may recognize my voice from Death of a Salesman at the National Theatre. And the voice of Toilet Duck. Quack away the stains with Toilet Duck. Eyes down for a full house.
Johnny, put that fat pen down.
For the last time, it's a dabber.
Wow! You got that from an ankle holster.
Back up, Polly. I'm about to go under. This first one's about to be your lucky number.
I doubt it.
And first out of the gate, my acting age, 2 and 7. 27.
Bloody hell, that is my lucky number, Johnny. You're like Rain Man, but without the charm.
Months I'd been between acting jobs, 2 and 1. 21.
Oh, you got that one right too.
Bobby, am I on next?
Yeah, and I hope you're better than this bloody so-called magician. 52 goes he's had and he's still not picked the right card. Right, I better get him off before they turn nasty.
Oh, one more thing, Bobby. Have you got my music ready?
Ah, right, yeah. We couldn't have that track because of copyright issues.
Right, so what have we got then?
It's music whose copyright has run out. It'll be fine, as long as you can do the Macarena. Right, you're on next. Well, we have saved the last till last. I have no idea what this is other than a lesson to us all about trying harder in life. It's Phil Ellis!
Thank you, Frank.
Many years ago, the world was introduced to an amazing new dance. A rhythmic virus, if you will. Ooh, and my dance glands are well and truly swollen tonight, which can mean only one thing. It is time for the Macarena. Would you press play, Bobby? Macarena.
Oh my God, he's actually doing it.
I don't understand. His body's moving in ways I never thought possible.
Is it the floor that's moving? This is like Inception.
He's a god.
Oh, Macarena.
Wow, I'm not even going to bother introducing any of the other kids to the stage because we think we've found our winner. After that performance, I think he actually might be one of mine. Give it up for your winner. Before fame and secondhand smoke engulfs him, it's Little Phil.
Thank you. Thank you, everyone. I couldn't have done any of this without the best dad in the world. Bobby, can you please put the big light on so we can all see my dad who's been watching from that shadowy corner over there next to the well-oiled fire door.
Where? There's no one there.
Lying bastard. Where is that double-crossing scout scoundrel?
Wake up! Johnny! Johnny! Johnny, wake up! Goodison is here!
Christmas cake! 68! What? What's happening?
Look! Goodison is on the stage behind the bingo caller.
What's he doing?
Stripping! I think he he's providing an erotic diversion as he dances towards the prize money.
So he's creating the diversion while simultaneously committing the crime.
Such a good double bluff. Hiding in plain sight with no trousers on. At least he's kept his hat on.
Johnny, Polly, what are you doing here?
Well, we came here to stop your dad stealing the bingo cash prize whilst using you as an alibi.
I bloody knew he was up to something.
But why's your nose bleeding, Johnny? Have you been playing bingo again?
Oi! Dad! Stop thrusting your hips and get away from that prize money.
Don't look at my hips, son. They're too powerful.
Excuse me, sir. The stage is for artists only.
I recognise that voice. Quack away your stains with toilet duck.
Thank you very much. It's always nice to meet a dam.
I often think of your honeyed tones when I'm under the rim with a brush. Do I have an autograph?
Don't listen to him, Mr. Failed Actor. He's trying to get that prize money. He's a... Wait a minute. Aren't you the voice of Anusol?
That I am.
I thought so. I often think of your honeyed tones when I'm under the rim with a brush.
Back up, please, sir. I'd hate to hurt a fan.
Get out of my way!
I should warn you, sir. I'm well trained in the art of stage fighting.
Take that, Starlight Express!
Oof, me balls! Oh, avenge me, security!
Oh, finally, the security guard's here.
Security, freeze, or I'll tase you.
That's not a taser. That's a TV remote.
All right, then, pause. Oi, come back here.
Oh, he's making a bare ass run for it. Right, I'm going after him.
Oh, wait up, buddy. You might need backup.
I definitely saw Goodison run into the fairground, but where is he?
Oh, great. And now the police are here.
It's too late, son. I'm off to Malta with the money. I'll be safe there. They still have a CNA.
I don't think he's going to make it to Malta.
Well, what makes you say that?
Well, he's trying to make his getaway on a dodgem. This is the most embarrassing getaway I've ever seen. Look, look, he's jumped on a swan-shaped pedalo now.
See you later, suckers.
You just know he's just in a pond, doesn't he? Not got ocean access.
Oh, there you are. I've been looking for you everywhere. You forgot your prize.
What is it?
It's this perfectly round, aerodynamic, decorative silver disc.
All right, give it here. All those years of solo frisbee are finally going to pay off. Stand back, everyone.
What are you going to do?
What am I going to do? I'm going to stop him!
Wait! Let me film it on my phone. Oh. The TV show Families That Fight pay 200 quid a pop for this kind of gold. Aim high. And the wind is from the west. Action!
Catch this, Dad!
Oh, no! Land crabs! It must be the egg laying
season! The police are fishing him out now with the hook-a-duck rod!
Well, another typical Mutlins holiday comes to an end. At least I finally got to play frisbee with my dad, though. Come on, guys. The premium lagers are on me. they're still free, yeah?
Phil Ellis Is Trying was written by Phil Ellis and Fraser Steele. It starred Phil Ellis, Amy Gledhill, Katia Kavinga, Terry Minot and Johnny Vegas, with guest stars Lee Mack and Alexi Sale. It was produced by Sam Michel and is a BBC Studios production.